请弟兄姊妹们翻到旧约出埃及记十七章。
Brothers and sisters, let's turn to Old Testament, Exodus chapter 17.
出埃及记十七章第八节到十六节。
Verses 8 to 16.
好，翻到以后读给弟兄姊妹听。
After you find it, allow me to read them to you.
那时亚麻利人来在利非定和以色列人征战。17章第八节。
Okay. Exodus 17 verse 8. Now Amalek came and fought with Israel in Rephidim.
摩西对耶稣亚说，你为我们选出人来出去和亚玛利人征战，明天我手里要拿着神的杖站在山顶上。
And Moses said to Joshua, choose us some men and go out fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand.
于是耶稣亚照着摩西对他所说的话行，和亚玛利人征战。摩西、亚伦、以弗尔都上了山顶。
So Joshua did as Moses said to him and fought with Amalek, and Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill.
摩西何时举手，以色列人就得胜；何时垂手，亚玛利人就得胜。
And so it was, when Moses held up his hand, that Israel prevailed, and when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed.
但摩西的手发沉，他们就搬石头来放在他以下，他就坐在上面。亚伦和弗尔扶着他的手，一个在这边，一个在那边，他的手就稳住，直到日落的时候。
But Moses' hands became heavy, so they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it, and Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on one side and the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun.
耶稣亚用刀杀了亚玛利人、亚玛利王和他的百姓。
So Joshua defeated Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword.
耶和华对摩西说，我要将亚玛利的名号从天下全然涂抹了，你要将这话写在书上做纪念，又念给耶稣亚听。
Then the Lord said to Moses, write this for a memorial in a book and recount it in the hearing of Joshua, that I will utterly blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven.
摩西筑了一座坛，起名叫耶和华尼西。
And Moses built an altar and called his name, the Lord is my banner.
又说耶和华已经起的誓，必世世代代和亚玛利人征战。
For he said, because the Lord has sworn, and the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation.
我们再翻到《生命记》二十五章。
Now Deuteronomy chapter 25.
十七节到十九节。
Verses
十七节十八节就可以。
17 and 18. Deuteronomy 25.
生命记二十五章十七十八。你要纪念你们出埃及的时候，亚玛利人在路上怎样待你。
Remember what Amalek did to you on the way as you were coming out of Egypt.
他们在路上遇见你，趁你疲乏困倦，击杀你近后边软弱的人，并不敬畏神。
How he met you on the way and attacked your rear ranks, all the stragglers at your rear, when you were tired and weary, and he did not fear God.
好，我们先就读到这里。
We now pause here from scripture reading. Your head bowed, please. Let's have a further word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，在你恩典里面，你在召聚你的儿女们一同聚在你跟前。
Lord, we thank you in your grace that once again that you have called your children to be assembled in your presence.
主，我们感谢你，每次来到你面前，我们里面存了何等盼望的心，何等的一个简单的信心，愿意更多来依靠你。
Oh Lord, thank you that once again we come before you, we just lean on you with simple faith, and what a hope we have.
因为当我们每次聚在你面前的时候，我们就知道你与我们同在。
Because every time as we are gathered before you, we know that you are with us.
你要在这里向我们说话，你在这里向我们施恩典。
And here you will speak to us, here you will extend your grace to us.
让我们常常能够存着一个可听的耳朵来接受你所要向我们所说的话。
So that often with our hearable ears, that we could receive the word that you want to speak to us.
这些生命的话语常常在里面，成为我们的力量，也成为我们亮光，引导我们走前面的道路。
So that the word of life would become the strength of light that will lead us on.
我们感谢你，你的话永不改变，你的话安定在天。
Lord, we thank you that your word is immutable, is enthroned on high.
你的话句句定准，要成就在你的百姓的中间。
Every word will be established in the midst of your children.
因此我们愿意举起我们的心，更多仰望你。早晨，真是来帮助我们所有属乎你的人。
Lord, therefore we will lift out our heart to hope in you, that this morning you will come to help all of us who belong to you.
因着你的话，我们能够有力量走前面的道路。
And also because of your word, that we would have the strength.To our walk in the way ahead of us.
我们也等候在面前，你施恩悦纳我们祷告。
Oh Lord, we'll be willing to wait before you. Be gracious to us all and hear our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督名求。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
早晨呢，因为和弟兄姊妹仍然继续交通以色列百姓在旷野行走的一系列经历。
Now this morning, I would like again to fellowship with you.On some of the experiences that the Israelites experience as they walk in the wilderness.
我们上次提到说，当以色列百姓出了埃及以后，他们来到逊的旷野。
Now last time we mentioned that after Israelites left Egypt, they came to the wilderness of Sin.
他们在那里又和摩西争闹，在那里说我们都要饿死了，我们没有东西吃。
And there they were fighting with Moses, saying that, we are about to die of hunger because we had nothing to eat.
我们看见神就从天上降马啊，来供应他们的需要。
And then we see that God sent down from heaven manna to supply their need.
让他们能够继续往前走。
So they would have the strength to keep moving on.
然后他们离开逊的旷野以后，然后他们来到下一站就是利非地。
And after they left the wilderness of Sin, the next stop is Rephidim.
我们看见他们在那里又在花宴园要求水喝。
Now, once again, they complained, asking for water.
他们再次说，我们都渴死了。
And they were all saying, we would die of thirst.
我们感谢神，神在那里又吩咐摩西击打那个磐石。
And we thank God that once again, God commanded Moses to strike the rock.
水就流出，那个磐石就流出水来，让他们可以喝。
And out of the rock, the water came out so they could drink.
所以我们看见以色列百姓，他们在每一个经历里面，都显出他们里面那个天性的败坏。
So at every stop in all their experiences, we could see the corruption of their nature being exposed.
显出人的失败。
It also shows man's failure.
但是一方面，我们也从这些经历里面也看见。神也显出他的信实来。
But also on the one hand, we also see that we see God's faithfulness.Through all these experiences.
生命记告诉我们说，这四十年神用玛拿供应他们。
Deuteronomy teaches that during the 40 years God has supplied them with
manna. 这磐石的水也一直随着他们。
And the water from the rock always accompanies them.
供应他们一切的需要。
Supplying all their needs.
我们看见神供应他们这些物质上的需要，还不是单单是为了养活他们而已。
And we see that God has been supplying all their physical needs, not only to feed them.
当摩西，在四十年以后，摩西对那些第二代准备进到迦南地的那些百姓说这样的话。
Now 40 years later, as Moses spoke to the second generation who was about to go into Canaan,
摩西告诉他们说，神之所以这样子来供应你们所有需要。
And Moses told them that the reason that God has supplied all your needs,
只有目的乃是要叫你们知道，人活着不是单靠食物。
It's just for one purpose that you would know that man shall not live by bread alone.
乃是靠耶和华口里所出一切的话语。
But by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
这些的供应，这些恩典，不过是让他们知道一件事情，神的话是可信的，是可靠的。
All this provision, all this grace is simply to show them that God's word is dependable, God is faithful.
神的应许必定要成就在他们身上。
And God's promise will be fulfilled in them.
神的话也是成为他们走入信心的一个根据。
Therefore, God's word should become the very foundation of their journey.
这就是他们在旷野生活里面神要他们学习的功课。
And this is the lesson that God wants them to learn in the wilderness.
我想当我们在地上行走的时候也是一样，我们所学的功课似乎好像是非常的多。
Likewise, as we walk in the world, it seems that there's so many spiritual lessons we need to know.
我们也会遭遇各种的事情，各种的环境，不同的经历。
And then we also will encounter all kinds of things, all kinds of circumstances, different experiences.
在所有经历里面，我想有一个很重要的一个目的和中心的，是要让我们更多相信神的话语。
Among all the experiences, there is one focus and one center, that is we should believe more in God's word.
神应许是永远不改变的。
Because God's promise will never be changed.
神怎样把他们从埃及地领出来？
As how God led them out of the land of Egypt.
神应许他们要把他们带到迦南美地去。
As God promised them to lead them into the good land of Canaan.
我们看见神的话最终就应验成就在神的百姓的当中。
Then we can see that in the end, His word will be fulfilled among His people.
弟兄姊妹，所以神的话是我们成为我们今天走路的信心的一个根据。
Therefore, God's word should be the very foundation of our walk in faith.
但是很可惜，我们看见以色列百姓在许多的遭遇里面，他们仍然学不好这个功课。
But it's quite a shame that among all these experiences, we could see that Israelites never did master their lesson.
他们遇到一些艰难的时候，他们就怀疑神的信实。
When they encounter hardships, they question God's faithfulness.
他们怀疑神是不是还在他们当中。
They questioned that if God was still among them.
但是我们感谢神，神借各种环境总是一再显明他是那个信实可靠的神。
But we thank God that throughout all the circumstances, God once again revealed himself to be the faithful God.
所以保罗告诉我们说，纵然我们失信，他仍然是可信。
Therefore, Paul says that even though we are faithless, he is faithful.
因为他不能背负他自己。
Because he cannot deny himself.
那今天我们愿意继续往前看。
Now today we would like to consider for, furthermore.
我们看以色列百姓他们下一个经历是怎样，是一种什么经历。
Let's consider what is Israelites' next experience.
我们看见他们在那里和亚玛利亚征战。
There we see they fought with Amalek.
这是圣经记载以色列百姓出埃及后在旷野头一次的征战。
This is the first warfare after the Israelites left Egypt, as the Bible records.
有些读圣经告诉我们说，在圣经里面常常头一次出现的事情就成为一个很重要属灵的一个原则。
Now the students of the Bible often tell us that the very first thing that appears the first time in the Bible should become a very important spiritual principle.
那么这个真正的里面那个属灵原则是什么呢？
Then what is the significant spiritual principle here?
那乃是我们让我们看见这个征战得胜不在乎地上人是怎样在征战。
It shows us that the victory of warfare does not depend on how people fight.
乃是根据山上摩西的祷告。
But according to the prayer offered on the mountain.
我们知道旧约以色列百姓他们祷告的时候，他们是举起他们手来。
We know in Old Testament, as Israelites pray, they lifted up their hands.
保罗对提摩太说，要举起圣洁的手，随处的祷告。
Paul also says so to Timothy that you lift up your holy hands and pray at all the time.
所以我们看见这是圣经里面记载以色列百姓头一次和仇敌的征战。
And here we see that this is the first record that Israelites fought with their enemies.
让我们看见以后所有征战那个得胜的原则那个秘诀在哪里呢？
It shows us what is the principle, what is the secret to a victorious war.
那是根据什么呢？
What is it based upon?
那是根据摩西山上的祷告。
It's all based on this prayer of Moses on the mountain.
乃是山上决定山下的胜负。
That is the mountain will decide the victory or defeat.
为什么山上决定山下的胜负呢？
What is that on the top of the mountain would decide the outcome?
因为这不是一种地上普通的一种征战。
Because this is not an ordinary war on earth.
不是人与人、国与国之间的一种征战。
It's not a warfare between man and man and kingdom and kingdom.
因为在这里看见乃是神和一个敌对势力的一个征战。
Here we see that this is a warfare between God and an opposing power.
我们看见以色列百姓他们进到迦南地以后头一次的征战。
Yeah, here we see the first warfare that after Israelites entered the land of Canaan.
他们攻击耶利哥城。
they attacked Jericho.
他们怎样把耶利哥城打下来呢?
Then how did Israelites take the Jericho?
神吩咐他们说他们要围城绕绕七天。
Now God told them they should surround the city 7 days.
最后一天绕七次。
On the last time, they should march around it 7 times.
然后祭司要吹角。
And the priest would blow the trumpet.
当他们吹角的时候，耶利哥城墙就倒塌了。
As the trumpet was sounded, the wall of the Jericho city fell.
那一次征战不是凭着人多，不是凭着怎样的兵器。
So the war did not depend on the number of the people or what kind of weapons you used.
因为以色列百姓在地上所有和仇敌的征战都不是地上的一种征战。
All Israelites' war on earth are not earthly wars.
都是讲到一种属灵一个征战。
They all speak to the spiritual warfare.
同样在新约里面也是一样。
So likewise in New Testament.
保罗告诉我们说，我们不是以属血气的征战，乃是以那空中掌权者恶魔一个征战。
Paul says that we do not wrestle against the flesh and blood, but against the ruler of the darkness of this age and also the spiritual host of wickedness.
因为这是一种属灵征战，说是不是凭血气征战，不是靠天然力量在那里征战。
This is a spiritual warfare, not by your own blood and flesh.
所以弟兄姊妹，当基督徒在地上行走的时候，圣经告诉我们说，这是一个属灵的征战。
So, brothers and sisters, as we walk in the world, the Bible teaches also this is a spiritual warfare.
那怎么样才能过一个得胜的一个生活呢?
And how can we lead a victorious life?
不管是我们个人的生活，不管是传福音、教会服事，所面对各种的艰难、不容易的环境。
Whether it is in our personal life or as we share the gospel or in at church.
我们看见我们的征战对象不是周围看得见那些人事物。
So we see the object of our warfare are not those visible men, people, things and matters.
乃是后面那种看不见的一种权势，一个灵。
But it is the invisible dominion behind the scenes.
所以我们看见当摩西上了山上以后，他在那里祷，举起手来，他在那里祷告。
So here we see that Moses went up to the top of the mountain and he lifted up his hands and he prayed.
当摩西在那里祷告的时候，我们看见天上的神就在那里做工。
As Moses prayed and we see it here that the God in heaven worked.
叫地上耶稣亚带的百姓在那里就能得胜。
So Joshua, as he led all the people, that he fought and prevailed.
马太福音主耶稣应许他的门徒说。
And also in Matthew, God Christ promised.
你们若有两个人呢，同心合意向父求什么，父就在天上做事。
If two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, the Father in heaven will do it for them.
你们在地上所捆绑啊，天上也要捆绑；在地上所释放啊，天上也要释放。
You will, whatever you bind on earth will have been bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will have been loosed in heaven.
为什么祷告有这么大一个权力呢？权柄能力呢？
Why the prayer has such privilege and power?
为什么摩西在祷告的时候能发生这么大的果效？
Why did Moses pray that he had such an impact?
因为摩西手上拿了神的杖。
It's because Moses held the rod of God.
那是代表神的权柄。
Which represents God's sovereignty.
那是代表神的能力。
Which represents God's might.
所以方面我们看摩西一只手拿着神的杖，一只手是举起来。
Here we see God on, with one hand holding God's rod, on the other hand he lifted up.
他的祷告呢是带着神给他一个权柄能力。
As he prayed with the power of the dominion from God.
这是教会神赐给教会的一个权柄。
And this is the same dominion that God has given to the church.
为了叫我们能胜过仇敌。
So that we could prevail against all our enemies.
所以我们看见祷告是何等的重要。
So we see how important the prayer is.
若两三个人正同心合那边祷告。
As long as two or three people gather together and they agree on something and pray.
这是说到一种团体的祷告。
It speaks of a corporate prayer.
我们看见摩西在祷告久以后呢，他手也下垂，他疲倦。
And here we saw that Moses, after prayed a while, his hand became heavy and tired. He wanted to sit down.
我们看见亚伦父儿在旁边扶着他，帮助他，扶持他。
And Aaron who here were upholding his arm.
叫他祷告不停止。
So that Moses' prayer could not stop.
因着他祷告不停止，我们就看见山下的征战就一再得胜。
And here we see that Moses did not stop praying. Therefore, the war under the mountain won.
传道书有句话这样说。
And in Ecclesiastes we read.
他说：“山谷合成的绳子不容易折断。”
The three cords of three bands of cord will not be easily broken.
我们都有个人祷告生活，我们都有个人祷告的服事。
We all have our personal prayer and also our personal service.
不管是为个人的，为教会的，为那些福音朋友。
Whether your prayer is for your personal needs or for your gospel friends or for church.
但是我们常常感觉到一个人在祷告的时候，好像不能够持久。
However, as we pray individually, we feel that our prayer cannot last long.
也很容易灰心。
Very often we get discouraged.
渐渐的好像祷告就停止下来。
And gradually we cease from our praying.
但是当我们和弟兄姊妹一同在那祷告的时候，
However, as we pray together with our brothers and sisters,
我们看见好像那个祷告的能力，那个持续力量就能够一直下去。
Then we could see the lasting power of prayer, which can endure.
就不容易停顿下来。
It will not stop so easily.
用什么？这就是团体祷告的和个人祷告的不同。
Brothers and sisters, this is the difference between the personal prayer and the corporate prayer.
因为当团体的祷告在那里的时候，我们看见神的同在就丰富的显在那里。
As we pray collectively, we see the riches of God's presence.
所以弟兄姊妹看见教会的祷告是何等的重要。
So brothers and sisters, we see how pivotal it is of the church prayer.
但是我们看见今天人非常忽略这样的服事。
But today we see so many people neglect such a service.
我们常说这个世代传福音是很不容易的。
We often say that it's very hard to share the gospel.
你要教一个人得救实在不简单的一件事情。
It's not an easy job that you could win a soul.
因为这是一个属灵的征战。
Because this is spiritual warfare.
我们不是在那边劝导一些人，叫他能够相信福音而已。
We're not simply exhorting people and asking them to believe in the gospel.
因为我们知道背后有一个权势掌握了他。
Because behind this, we know there is a dominion that has controlled.
所以我们看见好像也有很多人也蛮热心在那里传福音在服事。
Therefore, we see so many people are so zealously sharing the gospel and serving.
在那边关心人，在那边好像也帮助人。
And caring about people, ministering to others.
但是我们可以看见很普遍现象，人就是不信。
But it's such a common practice that people just do not believe.
他可以接受你爱心的服事，但是他不愿意接受你所相信的主。
Well, they could receive the ministering of your love, but they would not believe in the Lord you believe.
那个原因在哪里呢？
And what's the reason?
就是因为没有山上摩西这样的祷告。
It is because there is not such a prayer as Moses prayed on the mountain.
不是耶稣亚在山下带了多少百姓在那征战。
It's not that Joshua who has led so many people fighting there.
不是那些百姓有多勇敢不怕死。
It's not how brave these soldiers were, they would even risk their lives.
他们是不是能够得胜，乃是根据山上摩西的祷告。
Their victory is depending upon the prayer of Moses on the top of the hill.
若有山上摩西在不持续的祷告。
If they have this Moses unceasing prayer on the top of the mountain,
也许在山下那些百姓。
Even though the people down the hill
人数比亚玛利人少
are fewer than the Amalekites,
他们也是觉得自己何等软弱无力。
They might feel how weak, how without strength they might be.
但是他们仍然可以得胜。
But still, they could prevail.
因为得胜不是根据他们。
Because overcoming does not depend on them.
得胜乃是根据山上摩西的祷告。
It all depends on the prayer offered by Moses on the top of the hill.
因为当摩西在祷告的时候，乃是说到他们是完全是仰望神、依靠神。
As Moses prayed, it says that they totally depend on, rely on God.
完全是相信神的自己。
They simply believe in God himself.
他们完全不靠自己，他们知道自己是无能为力的一般人。
They did not depend on themselves because they knew they were simply weak, useless people.
用什么？这就是征战得胜的关键和秘诀。
Brothers and sisters, this is the very hinge of a victorious war.
我们知道教历史当中穆迪是一个非常会传福音的人。
We know in the church history that Brother Moody is a person is an evangelist.
他传福音也有能力。
With power.
所以有人就想说，想看看到底穆迪那个传福音的能力是怎样来的呢
？So people try to understand where does Moody's power come from as he evangelized.
他们就去参观他的教会。
Therefore, they paid a visit to his church.
穆迪把他们。来到他们教会说，穆迪把他们带到他们的地下室。
So when they came to the church buildings, Moody simply took them down to the basement.
在那个地下室里面有两三百个人在那祷告。
Right there at the basement, there were about 200 or 300 people praying.
我们都知道上面讲台的得胜，胜负已经分清楚了。
And right at that point, we know it's clearly decided about the victory of the pulpit preaching.
上面那个讲台的得胜在地下室已经做决定了。
This victory at the pulpit has already been decided.
弟兄姊妹，这个就是祷告的能力。
Brother and sister, this is the power of prayer.
我们看见今天人在传福音的时候，用了许多科学证明。
Now today, as we see people sharing the gospel, they use so many of the scientific evidence.
讲了许多感人的见证故事。
So many touching stories and testimonies.
虽然好像可以在人的感情里面稍微给人家刺激一下。
Although you can stimulate people's emotions within.
人好像也可以举一下手表示他的态度。
Well, they could also raise up their hand and simply to signify their attitude.
但是我们看见最终也没有什么结果。
But in the end, there is no impact of all this.
差别在哪里呢？
And what is the difference?
问题在哪里呢？
What is the problem?
为什么人投入那么多的意气，那么多的心在这个服事里面，但是为什么没有看见什么？
Why is it after people have put in so much effort, so much heart into this, but still we do not see the impact, the outcome?
因为他们不知道，征战得胜不在乎底下怎样的忙忙碌碌。
Because they do not know that the victory of a warfare does not depend upon the business of your other activities.
真正的得胜乃是在乎山上摩西的举手。
It all depends on the Moses who lifted up his hands on the top of the hill.
用什么？这是我们走属灵道路上一个很关键的一个秘诀。
Brother and sister, this is a very critical secret as we walk in this spiritual journey.
为什么我们在生活上常常满了许多失败软弱呢？
Why is it in our life that we live a life full of weaknesses and failures?
人只看外表现象。
Now, people only look at our phenomena.
人只看好像因着许多事情的遭遇所产生的一个结果。
So they say this is the outcome of so many situations, circumstances,happening.
但是若是我们里面眼睛明亮的话，我们看见原来真正的原因缺少那个祷告。
But if our inner eyes are bright, we will know the real reason to all this is because the lack of prayer.
所以我们看见不仅有摩西在那里举手，也有亚伦妇儿在那里服侍。
Here we see not only did Moses raise up his hands, but also Aaron and her.
两三个人一同在那里仰望神。
Two or three.Came together and looked unto God.
那就是一个团体的祷告。
Brother and sister, this is a corporate prayer.
这是这样的祷告，不是个人的祷告可以替代的。
Now, a prayer like this cannot be replaced by personal prayers.
所以我们看见，当摩西在举手的时候呢，山下百姓就得胜了。
So here we see, as Moses lifted up his hands, the people down the hill prevailed.
那么他们征战的对象是谁呢？
And who is the object of their warfare?
亚玛利人。
Amalek.
亚玛利人是谁？他们是以扫的后裔。
Who are they? Their descendants of Esau.
他们就是以东人。
They are Edomites.
所以这个族呢，就成了以色列以后主要仇敌。
This tribe had become the main adversary of Israelites later on.
在撒母耳时代也是一样。
Even so, in the days of Samuel,
撒母耳曾经对那个扫罗王说，你要把亚玛利人全然的灭绝。
Samuel once said to Saul, King Saul, that you should utterly destroy all the Amalekites.
到大卫时期的时候，亚玛利亚仍然是以色列百姓主要的仇敌之一。
Now, even in the days of the kingdom, Amalekites still are the main foes of Israelites.
我们看当主耶稣降生的时候，
Now, as Jesus was born,
要杀害婴孩耶稣的那个希律王是谁？
Who is this King Herod who was about to kill all Jesus and babies?
他就是以东人。
He was Edomite.
所以以东人亚玛利亚人乃是代表一种反对神的一种势力，一种权势。
So Edomites and Amalekites all represent this opposing power of God.
叫神的旨意不能成就的一种权势。
This is the kind of dominion that would that would defer God's work.
民数记二十四章八兰在那说预言的时候说亚玛利人是列国之首。
As Balaam prophesied in Numbers, he said, Amalekites are the head of all nations.
所以我们看见他是代表最大的一个权势一个力量。
So we see Amalekites represents the greatest opposing power against God.
这个力量就是撒旦权势所代表的。
And this is embodied in the power of Satan.
所以为什么他们在旷野所遭遇的头一次征战对象是亚玛利人呢？
Now, why is it that Israelites' first warfare they encounter is Amalekites? Because here there is an evil power that opposes God's people to walk in God's way. So that God's will not be accomplished among His people.
弟兄姊妹，就着我们的经历来说，我们当我们在地上走属灵道路的时候
，Brothers and sisters, as to our personal experiences as we walk on earth,
你是不是常感觉有一股力量抵挡着你
？Do you often feel this power opposing you?
让你不能够好走这一条属灵的路
，so that you could not walk well in this spiritual journey.
一股力量挡住你，让你停顿下来。
This force would oppose you to make you stall,
甚至要叫你倒下来。
Even to make you stumble and fall down.
不能继续走这一条属灵的道路。
So you can no longer walk furthermore on in this way.
原来那就是亚玛利亚在来攻击你。
Now exactly is the attack from the Amalekites.
因为他拦阻我们来跟随主走主的道路，跟随主的带领。
Because they hinder us from following the Lord's way and doing His work. He does not want us to enter into the land of Canaan, into the fullness of Christ.
So we see that many people are still standing in the salvation stage, and very few walk the way.
Now, why do so many people always stay at the very first stage of being of salvation and they will not move forward? And this is the work of the Amalekites in them. As though the enemy has prevailed in them. This is all because of the lack of the prayer on the mountain. Or to put it this way, that if you lack of this prayer on the mountain continually, then you will fail. Therefore, we see that Moses' prayer is a spiritual warfare prayer. Was Moses mindful of his own weaknesses or mindful of God's heart steadfastly?
就决定山下的征战的胜负。
And this will decide the victory or defeat of the war down the hill.
我们看主耶稣最后来到克西玛利亚的时候，克西玛利亚的时候
，We also see that as Jesus came lastly to the Garden of Gethsemane，
那是一个黑暗掌权的一个时候。
That was the time when the darkness reigned。
整个死亡阴影笼罩在主耶稣的身上。
Oh, the shadow of death enveloped our Lord Jesus。
主耶稣在那里祷告说
，And the Lord Jesus prayed。主
啊，你若愿意把这杯撤去。
Father, if you will, take this cup away from me.
然而不要成就我意思，只要成就你的意思。
But not as I will, but as you will.
神的旨意是不是成就在主的身上，或是说在主的身上失败了呢？叫仇敌得胜。
Has God's will been accomplished in Lord Jesus, or has God failed because of the Lord Jesus?
主在那里是一个征战的一个祷告。
Right there, Jesus prayed.The prayer of war.
因此这是一个非常厉害的一个祷告，关系到神的旨意是不是能成就了。
Because this is such a serious prayer, it decides whether God's will be done.
所以就有天上有天使来加给他力量。
Therefore, the angels from heaven came down to strengthen our Lord.
感谢神，因着主在来祷告呢。神的旨意，神的救赎工作就成全了。
We thank God that because Jesus prayed there, so God's will, God's purpose, is done on earth.
但是另外一方面，我们看见门徒们。
But on the other hand, we see all the disciples.
主耶稣带了三个门徒和他一同进到那个园子的里面。
Now Jesus led three disciples of his to enter into the garden.
当主耶稣在那里征战祷告的时候，这几个门徒在做什么？
As our Lord prayed as he was waging the spiritual warfare, what were these three disciples doing? They couldn't overcome the power, the dominion of darkness. They fell asleep.
结果为什么后面有彼得三次不认主的事情发生呢?
And this is why Peter later on three times denied our Lord.
而其他门徒当主耶稣钉十字架的时候也都跑掉了呢?
As to other disciples, while the Lord was being crucified, they all fled.
我们看见整个门徒们跟随三年半完全失败的彻底的失败。
So these disciples, after following the Lord 3.5 years, have been defeated totally.
因为他们在那里没有和主一样的精心祷告。
Because they weren't like our Lord, they did not walk together with him and pray.
所以他们面对仇敌的时候，一个一个都倒下去了。
So as they faced their enemies, one by one, they fell down.
弟兄姊妹，这个就是祷告跟没有祷告的差别的时候。
Brother and sister, isn't this the difference between praying and not praying?
感谢神，因着主耶稣在那里也为彼得祷告。
We thank God that our Lord Jesus also prayed for Peter.
虽然彼得他失败了，有一天他又被复兴起来了。
Although Peter failed at that time, but later on he was renewed.
他能够被恢复起来，让主继续的使用他。
He was restored so that the Lord could use him again.
这就是因为主的祷告。 And
this is all because of our Lord's prayer.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见当摩西在那举手祷告的时候，山下就一再得胜。
So brothers and sisters, as we see Moses lifted up his hands to pray on the top of the mountain, down the hill, people prevailed.
在那里不仅叫仇敌失败。
There, not only was the enemy defeated,
耶和华对摩西说要把亚玛利的民要从天下全然涂抹,
but God said to Moses that you should blot out the remembrance of the Amalekites from under heaven.
这些攻击以色列百姓叫他们不能够继续往前走路的这个权势最终要被除灭掉。
This power that attacked the Israelites so that they could not move forward eventually will be destroyed.
要写在书上做纪念。
And this should be written in the book as a memorial.
写上来是说到这是神永不改变的一个旨意。
Which means that this is God's unchangeable will.
最终他要灭亡。
In the end, Amalek will be destroyed.
所以我们看见到启示录23的时候，在那里撒旦就被扔在流。
So in Revelation 20, then we see that Satan will be thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见今天凡是抵挡神旨意的势力，不管是看得见的、看不见的。
So brothers and sisters, any power, dominion that resists God's will, visibly or invisibly,
最终都要被除去，最终都要灭亡。
In the end, will be destroyed and will come to destruction.
虽然巴兰在说一眼说亚玛利人他是列国之首，但是最终他必要灭亡。
So Balaam prophesied, even though Amalek was the head of all nations, but it shall come to its destruction.
用什么看见教会历史当中有多少人的一些的学问知识抵挡神那个旨意成就的一些事情。
Brothers and sisters, in the midst of all the church history, we see so many things of people who have high knowledge trying to resist God's work.
反对神的人,
all these people who are opposed to God.
最终他们都灭亡了,
in the end, their end is destruction.
最终得胜人是属乎神的,
in the end, those who belong to God will prevail.
我们感谢神，亚玛利亚人要从天下完全被涂抹掉。
We thank God that the Amalekites will be blotted out from heaven.
所以当他们真正得胜以后，耶稣亚就在那里筑了一座坛。
So after Israelites fought and won the war, they built an altar.
起名叫耶和华尼西。
It's called Yahweh Nisi.
耶和华尼西翻出来就是耶和华是我的旌旗。
Which is translated as the Lord is my banner.
什么是旌旗呢？
What is a banner?
我们知道当在战争的时候呢，当有一方攻占一个阵头的时候，阵地的时候。
We know in a war, whenever one part of the army captured one beachhead.
我们看见常常有一件事情发生。
One thing would happen usually.
他们马上把他们的国旗，把他们旌旗，把它竖立起来。
Right away, they would put up their flag.
那代表说，在这里是属我们，在这里是一个得胜。
It's simply saying that this place belongs to us. We've won.
所以耶稣亚站在主座这场见证耶和华是我们的得胜。
So here Moses built an altar, testifying that the Lord is my banner.
耶和华是我的旌旗。
The Lord, Yahweh Nisi.
不是他们能得胜啊，是耶和华叫他们得胜。
It is not that they prevail, but it is God who calls them to prevail.
不是他们能力强啊，是在乎他们依靠神。
It is not that they are strong, but simply because they lean on their God.
为什么他们能得胜呢？
Why is it they could overcome?
我们刚刚说到，摩西站在举手。
We just mentioned that Moses lifted up his hands.
一方面，这个手是代表一个祷告。
Now, on the hand, one hand, that hands represent prayers.
在十五节那里说，摩西筑了一座坛，叫耶和华尼西。
Here, verse 15, Moses built an altar and called his name, Yahweh Nisi.
在达比的圣经里面，后面还有一句话，中文没有翻出来。
And in Darby's Bible translation, and there is one verse is not translated.
为什么耶和华是我的得胜，是我的旌旗？
Why is the Lord is my victory, my banner?
后面还有一句话。
There is another word following that.
因为有一只手在耶和华的宝座上。
Because there is one hand on the throne of God.
那一只手是什么手？
What hand is that?
那一只手是神的手。
That's the hand of God.
我们看见因着摩西呢，在那只手在那里祷告。
Here we see that here Moses prayed.
这一只手就推动天上的那一只手。
And then his hand also moved the hand in heaven.
所以我们刚刚唱的那首诗歌说，在宇宙当中有一个最大的力量。
Therefore, the hymn we just sang it says that there is this dynamite in the universe.
那就是祷告的力量。
And that is the power of prayer.
这个祷告的力量啊，推动那一只推动一切的手。
This power will move the hand which moves all things.
因着摩西那一只手在那推动那一只人看不见的神的手在宝座上。
Now because the hand of Moses are moving the hand of invisible on the throne of God.
是这一只有能力有权柄的手打败亚玛利人。
It is this powerful, dominant hand that has defeated all the Amalekites.
所以弟兄姊妹们，看见在耶和华的宝座那里有一只手。
So brothers and sisters, do you see that there's a hand in the throne of God?
这是有权柄能力的手。
The hand with power and dominion.
这是推动万有的手。
The very hand that would move all universe.
它怎么样能够推动呢？
How can he move all
things? 他这只手怎么样能够在地上做事呢？
How can this hand work on earth?
必须有山上摩西那一只手。
There has to be the hand of Moses on the top of the hill.
必须有神的百姓在那里举起他们圣洁的手在那里祷告。
It has to be people who raise up their holy hands and pray.
这一只手才能推动一切。
Only so this hand could move all things.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们实在是一般何等有福的人。
So brother and sister, how blessed we are.
我们不过是一只小小的手。
That with this little small hand,
一只软弱的手
the weak hand,
常常需要有人在旁边的扶持我们
the hand that needs constantly to be upheld by others.
但是这一只软弱的手却能够推动那一种全能的手
However, this weak hand is able to move that almighty hand.
因为人愿意完全的仰望神的自己
It's all because men are willing totally to look unto God himself.
人完全看见自己是何等无能的一般人。
We see exactly how weak we are.
他们知道地上的所有征战不是凭着自己。
And then we would know that all warfare on earth does not depend on us.
你要叫一个人信主吗？
Do you want to make one believe in God?
你要盼望神儿女能够被带起来复兴吗？
Do you desire that all God's children would be stirred up and revived?
不是凭着我们一点的热心能够做什么。
Not by our own zeal that we could do
anything. 若没有这一只山上的手。
Without this hand on the top of the hill.
没有，若是没有这一只祷告的手。
Without this hand that prays.
那一只推动万有的手。
Without this hand, then the hand that moves all things can do nothing.
感谢神，他已经把这样的推动这一只神圣的手的权柄赐给我们。
We thank God that He has given to us this power of this holy hand.
所以先知以赛亚说，我们可以吩咐神来做事。
Therefore, Isaiah the prophet says that we could command God's work.
我们怎么能吩咐神做事呢？
How can we command God to work?
我们是按照神的心意在吩咐神做事。
We are commanding God to do His work according to His will.
我们知道我们有一个目标要往前走。
We have this goal that we're trying to reach.
这是神拯救我的目的。
And this is the very purpose that God has
given us. 要把以色列百姓带到迦南地。
So that He will lead all Israelites in the land of
Canaan. 要把我们带到基督的丰富里面。
So that we could enter into the fullness of Christ.
我们不能够停留在这个旷野漂流。
We should never stalk in the wilderness roaming around.
若我们敬畏神的心意。
If we were mindful of the heart of God.
我们看见在这个地上的确有许多艰难困苦。难阻的我们。
Although the world is replete with all the difficulties and hardships,
仇敌常常用各种环境要挟制我们，让我们停顿下，不能继续往前走。
And the devil is trying to use all difficult circumstances to deter us.
但是我们感谢神，我们知道这个力量怎么样被除去呢？
But thank God, we know how this dominion could be removed.
我们要站在山上。
That is, we need to stand on the top of the hill.
山上代表我们必须站在属灵的高峰地位上。
Which represents that the fact that we need to stand on the pinnacle of our spiritual position.
这是我们今天在神面前的一个地位。
And this is the position we hold before God.
我们今天不是在地上而已。
We're not on earth merely.
感谢神，我们今天是站在山上的一般人。
We thank God that today we are the people who stand on the top of the mountain.
神把我们摆在山上这个属灵的高地上，属灵的高峰。
It is God who has placed us on the top of the mountain. He has placed us on the pinnacle of the spiritual ground.
山乃是离神最近的一个地方。
The mountain is a place that is most close to God.
当我们站在这个地位上的时候，我们来祷告天上的神，那只手他要推动一切。
Now standing on this position, as we pray, the hand in heaven will move all things.
亚玛利人即使再强壮 再有力量，
Even the Amalekites could be much more strong and powerful.
也许我们站在他面前是非常微小的一帮人。
Maybe as we stand before them we feel we're so small.
但是我们感谢神。
So we thank God.
这一只祷告的手，
This, the hand of prayer
推动那一只神的手，
moves the God's hand.
能够叫我们得胜有余。
And it causes us to be more than conquerors.
用来这就是教会的一个权柄。
Brothers and sisters, this is the power of the church.
祷告的权柄。
This is the dominion of prayer of the church.
同时我们都盼望我们所认识的福音朋友，我们家人能够尽快的蒙恩典。
Brothers and sisters, we all hope that all our gospel friends and our relatives or our family members would believe in the Lord as soon as possible.
他们怎么样才能蒙恩呢？
But how can they receive this grace?
只有站在山上祷告。
Only by standing on the top of the mountain and by praying.
只有教会团体的祷告才能够有这样果效。
Only with the cooperative prayer of the church, then it will bring out this kind of fruit.
用什么？我再说，团体的祷告是不是个人的祷告是能取代的。
Brothers and sisters, let me say it again. A corporate prayer can never be replaced by personal prayer. And this is being spelled out time and again in the Bible.
感谢神，神要求不多。
We thank God that God really doesn't request much from us.
两三个人。
Just two or three people.
两三个人当然不是代表说两三个人祷告就可以了。
It doesn't mean that it would be enough with two or three people praying.
那是说到这个团体的。
However, it speaks of this corporate prayer. Only collective prayer can bring out this kind of impact. We thank God that here God's testimony is being revealed.
是的，亚玛利人要被除去除灭。
Now Amalek will be destroyed.
那个 从一方面来说，我们的确看见有这个权势拦阻神的百姓走属灵的道路。
On the one hand, we do see this dominion that is trying to hinder God's people from walking in God's way.
但是就我们个人属灵的经历来说，我们也可以这样领会。
But as to our personal spiritual experiences, we could also understand this in such a way.
为什么圣经在这里才记载他们头一次遇到亚玛利人？
That why did God only until this point would record their first warfare?
还是他们经过吃天上降下马喝磐石所流出来水以后才有的事情？
Now this thing happened after they ate the manna from heaven. They also drank the water from the rock.
在之前没有和仇敌的征战。
Before that, there was no warfare recorded.
因为前面那两个经历还是讲到蒙恩得救的一个经历。
Because the previous two experiences speak to the experiences of salvation.
当一个人接受主耶稣基督成为他的生命。
When a person received Jesus Christ.To be his life.
当一个人相信主圣灵住在他里面
When a person believes in him and Holy Spirit indwells him,
你就看见我们的道路开始有一个征战的生活了
You will see the warfare is about to occur.
当我们还没有得救之前我们是在世界权势底下我们有什么征战
Before we were saved, when we were under dominion of the world, there were no warfare.
当我们得救以后生命进到我们里面圣灵住在我们里面我们看见里面有了征战
Now, once we were saved by grace, the Holy Spirit indwells and the grace has come in, then we see the warfare.
这个征战是什么征战
Then what kind of warfare
因为亚玛利亚是代表一般属肉体的人
Amalekites represents carnal people.
他们是不爱属灵事物的人，就是那个以扫所代表的。
Who do not like spiritual matters as represented by Esau.
当我们还没有得救之前，我们是在肉体的辖制底下。
Now, before we are saved, we are under the confinement, under the bondage of the flesh.
凡所行的，凭着我们肉体去行。
We do whatever pleases us according to the flesh.
我们没有什么征战。
We have no warfare.
我们要做什么就做什么，因为我们是落在二者权势底下。
We are simply under the dominion of the devil, and we do whatever pleases us.
我们是属肉体的一个人。
We are simply carnal.
但是当蒙恩得救以后
，But after we are saved by God's grace,
神的生命进到我们里面。
God's life enters in.
在那里，神的生命和我们肉体在那里就有了征战了。
Right there, God's life and our flesh are wrestling against each other.
这个就是为什么过了，经过。那个吃马啦、喝磐石水以后，圣经才记载以色列百姓开始有征战。
And this is why, after drinking the water from the rock and eating manna from heaven, the Bible now records the warfare of Israel.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们得救以后，拦阻我们走属灵道路的力量是什么？那个权势是什么呢
？So brothers and sisters, as after we are saved by grace, what is the power that would hinder us from walking in God's way?
就是人的肉体。
That is our flesh.
我们常常要体贴我们自己的肉体。
We're often mindful of our own flesh.
我们不愿意体贴神的心意。
And we do not set our mind
on God's heart. 当我们体贴肉体的时候呢，带来就是个死亡。
And the result, when you are mindful of your flesh, is death.
带来就是一个失败。
It's failure.
但是当我们体贴圣灵的时候呢，我们就带来一个平安，带来一个力量。
When we are mindful of the Holy Spirit, then we see this power and this peace.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们是不是信了主以后，里面常常有这样矛盾存在呢？
Brothers and sisters, don't we often have this kind of struggling contradiction?
一面好像我们愿意走主的道路。
On the one hand, we so much want to walk
in God's way. On
the other hand, we seem to see the force that's pulling us behind.
在那里好像搅扰，告诉我们说何必呢？何必走这条路呢？
That is bothering us, telling us why bother.
体贴你自己不是更好、更舒服、更叫你满足吗？
Is it more easy, more comfortable if you are mindful of yourself?
弟兄姊妹，我们看见在那里就有征战了。
Brothers and sisters, here we see the warfare.
怎么样才能胜过里面的肉体？
How can we overcome the flesh within?
所以有人说最大的敌人是谁？
So people say, who is the greatest adversary?
我们身上最大的敌人就是自己，就是肉体。
Our greatest adversary in us is ourselves, our flesh.
那是那个恶者撒旦借着我们肉体来做成他的工作。
It is the Satan, the enemy is doing his work through our flesh.
所以我们今天怎样胜过我们肉体呢？
So today, how can we overcome our flesh?
关键仍然是在那个山上的祷告。
The very critical point is the prayer on the top of the mountain.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们有一个正常的祷告生活。
Brothers and sisters, if we do have this normal prayer life,
我们有一个正常团体教会祷告的生活。
If we have this normal life of a corporate prayer,
你会看见
at church,
这个弱体亚玛利人所代表的在我们面前站立不住。
You will see that this flesh, which is represented by the Amalekite, can never stand before you.
你会看见我们会胜过他，我们可以一直走这一条属灵的道路。
You will see that you will prevail against him. You will continue on in the spiritual journey.
他没办法拦阻我们。
He will never be able to deter
you. 我们可以一直朝着神的应许地而去。
All along, we can move in the direction of the Lord.
我们可以一直照着神的心意，一直活在他面前来跟随他。
And we could live before His presence according to His will to serve Him.
所以保罗说，我们要致死我们肉体的情欲。
Therefore, Paul says that we need to mortify our, the desires in our flesh.
不是靠自己的意志力。
It's not by our own volition.
意志力维持不了太久。
Your will can never last long.
只有靠祷告。
Just by prayer.
靠在神面前继续的仰望。
By the continuing hoping in the Lord Himself.
弟兄姊妹，你在那里就看见耶和华就成我们的旌旗。
Brothers and sisters, there you see the Lord is our banner.
我们在那里我们就得胜有余了。
There we are more than conquerors.
我们在那里见证神是我们得胜。
And there we testify that the Lord is our victory.
弟兄姊妹，这个征战是一生一世的。
Brothers and sisters, this warfare is all our life.
所以十六节最后告诉我们说呢，第世世代代和亚玛利人征战。
This is a lifelong warfare. So in 16, that it says that Israelites should have war with the Amalek from generation.
只要我们若生还活着。
As long as we live in our flesh.
这个征战是一直不停止的。
The warfare will continue.
肉体一直在我们里面和圣灵在那里交战。
Because the flesh within is constantly warring against the Holy Spirit.
但是我们感谢主，若是靠圣灵、靠祷告，我们可以致死它。
But we thank God that by the Holy Spirit, by prayer, we could put to death our flesh.
我们可以叫这个肉体的生命慢慢衰微。
So the fleshly life will decay gradually.
这样我们靠主恩典能够胜过它，能够继续走前面的道路。
So by God's grace, we will overcome it and we'll continue on in our way.
我们感谢神，这一条道路不是我们能够靠自己能够得胜往前。
God be thanked that we know it's no way by our own means we could walk in this way and continue our journey.
神借着以色列百姓在旷野的经历已经告诉我们了。
And through the Israelites' experiences in the journey, God has already told us.
征战得胜的秘诀在哪里？
He has instructed us as to the very secret of our victory, our battle.
那是我们站在山上。
That is standing on the top of the mountain.
我们拿着手神的杖。
With the rod of God,
神已经把这个祷告权柄赐给我们。
Because God has given us this privilege, this power to pray.
我们只要拿起这一根杖。
Take up the rod of God.
然后另外举起我们另外一只手。
And then lift up your other hand.
我们向神祷告。
We pray to God.
我们求他帮助我们。
We ask Him to help us.
我们求他怜悯我们。
We pray that He would show mercy to us.
叫我们在地上生活的时候能够胜过肉体情欲。
So that as we walk in the world, we are able to overcome our desire and our flesh.
让我们一直往前走。
So that we can move straight forward ahead.
走到路中。
Until we reach the destination.
走到神应许地。
Until we reach the promised land of God.
那是我们一生所追求的目标。
Which is the very goal of our pursuit throughout our life.
用我们巴不得神的话再来激励我们。
Oh, if only God's word will once again stir us up.
让我们学习来过一个祷告的生活。
So let's all learn to lead a prayer life.
我们盼望我们的教会、我们神的儿女、我们的福音朋友能够得救吗？
Do we hope that all the gospel friends, our children, our family members to be saved?
我们都有这样盼望。
We all have this kind of hope.
但是不能只停留在盼望。
But we should never stay in hope alone.
我们要看见神的话是怎么说的。
We need to see what God's word says.
我们看见我们怎么胜过在人身上、在环境背后那个权势的力量。
We need to see this force, this dominion in man behind the scenes.
不是凭着我们的。
Not by ourselves.
只有神自己。
Just by God himself.
只有他自己能够做成这个。
He himself can accomplish this.
当我们愿意来投靠他，仰望他，来向他祷告的时候。
When we are willing to take refuge in him, to hope in him, to pray to him.
他就成全我们的心愿。
He will accomplish our will.
他那一只有能力的手，他做成他的工。
With his mighty hand, he will accomplish his work.
因为这是他的心意。
Because this is his purpose.
我们感谢神，他的心意总要成就在神的百姓的中间。
We thank God that his will be done among his people.
巴不得我们真是愿意像摩西一样，常常站在山上。
If only we could be like Moses, often stand on the top of the mountain.
向他祷告。
Praying to God.
好叫他的工作能够成就在。地上在教会当中
so that his work could be accomplished on earth and in his church. Brother, would you please conclude this message with a prayer?